Let's go now to an exceptional musical talent. American cellist Elisa Weilerstein is currently touring Sydney and Melbourne as part of the Mahler Chamber Orchestra. She's appeared with all of the major orchestras throughout the US and Europe in her short life, and also all the world's top conductors. And she recently became an exclusive recording artist for Decca Classics, the first cellist to be signed by the prestigious label in over 30 years. Well, Elisa and her cello joined us in the Breakfast Studio yesterday. Elisa Weilerstein, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Elisa, how did you choose the cello as your instrument, or did the cello choose you?
A bit of both, actually. Both my parents are professional musicians. My father's violinist, my mother's a pianist. And I grew up listening to them rehearse and practice in the house kind of constantly. So from the time I was really in the womb. When I was around 2.5 years old, both my parents were away touring, and my grandmother was taking care of me. And as 2.5-year-olds do, I came down with chicken pox. So she felt sort of sorry for me, so she decided to make me a present. She made me a string quartet of instruments, quote unquote, out of cereal boxes. So two violins, a viola, and a cello. And the cello was a Rice Krispies box. Mm-hmm. So she drew the F holes in the fingerboard. And the end pin, which is the metal spike on the bottom, was an old green toothbrush. And the bow was a chopstick or something. So I immediately fell in love with this instrument. I didn't want anything to do with the others. You know, 2.5-year-old logic, I don't know why. But, well, sorry, I should preface it by saying when my parents came back to the house, I was very excited because I got to participate in these rehearsals now. So they put out a tiny little stool for me so I could.
And you were there with your Rice Krispie box?
Yeah, there with my Rice Krispies box that, you know, with crayons or whatever it is. So, but then I became very frustrated because I realized I wasn't actually contributing any sound to what was going on. So when I was around 4, I said, "Mommy, I want a cello and a cello teacher." She said, "No, I was too young." But I kept asking, so she realized it was a serious request. And so when I was around 4.5, I got my first real cello.
What a gorgeous story. How does a 4-year-old play the cello? I mean, physically, that would be a challenge in itself.
Well, actually,
are there mini cellos?
Oh, yeah. There are very tiny little cellos. So, I mean, I played on a 16th size, so it's about the size of a viola. It looked like a toy. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've probably heard some Suzuki kids playing, and, you know, you really start from scratch. You start by playing open strings, and you're playing like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then, you know, you just keep progressing. So,
is the cello a difficult instrument to master? I mean, everything's difficult to master, but is it in the degree of difficulty?
I can't say because I never learned another instrument with the kind of intensity that I did with the cello. I don't think it's particularly more difficult. I think every instrument presents a challenge. What I will say about the cello is that it does just kind of take more sheer physical strength to play than smaller instruments do.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Elisa Weilerstein, who has been dubbed really a genius for her musical talent and capacity on the cello and what she brings to that instrument and to the world of music. And Elisa, you've basically been officially dubbed a genius because you were given a grant from the MacArthur Foundation Fellowship, which brings with it $500,000. It's great to get the title, and I'm sure it's great to get the finance. That must have an effect on how the rest of your life goes.
For sure. I should clarify, though, the genius grant term, that's a media term. I hate to tell you, but the MacArthur Fellowship is it's something that acknowledges creativity and encourages one to be on, you know, on this life path to expand, to continue what has already been done and basically make it better. I had always been under the impression that the MacArthur Fellowship was something to be given like a kind of a lifetime achievement award, but I was very wrong about that. So when I got it, since I was under that impression, I mean, I was 29 when I received it, I was in just complete and utter shock.
So not recognition of lifetime achievement, but to set you up for a lifetime of achievement.
Exactly. Lifetime achievement, yes. Much more, hopefully.
You're exploring your cello playing. As I said, you perform around the world with most of the world's great orchestras and conductors. Mm-hmm. But you also perform in store and media appearances.
Yes.
And I know that you signed with Decca Classics, and I guess that's part of the reason you perform in record stores.
Yes.
How different? How do you cope with that differing experience?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is actually it's not, you know, the fact that it's a store or a concert hall, but it's just a kind of a purely practical consideration, which is the acoustics are so different. And so very often, as you would expect in a store, it's mostly carpeted. It's going to be an extremely dry acoustic. And so you have to, you know, you have to make the necessary adjustments. I mean, and this, we trained for this, absolutely. And going from concert hall to concert hall is also fantastic training for that, because every concert hall really has its own voice, and you have to kind of think of it as an extension of your instrument and how it's going to respond to certain things, how it might even respond to certain tempi. You might have to even adjust those sorts of things, adjust dynamics and everything else. And so for very often for an in-store appearance, there's no chance for a sound check or a chance to kind of feel out how things will respond. You have to adjust very, very quickly on the fly. So,
and you're okay with it?
Well, sometimes it's harder than others, but I mean, I have to be okay with it. It comes with the job description, let's say.
Alisa, you're clearly a great talent. You have a great skill, a great talent. You are a great player of the cello. As I say, getting this chance to work with the great orchestras around the world. Age 31, do you sometimes think, wow, how did I get to be up here playing with this conductor, with this orchestra? Do you still get struck by that?
Absolutely. I think if I didn't, I would be in trouble. I'm incredibly grateful for where I am and for what I have the opportunity to do. I did start quite early, as we were talking about, but I also started playing professionally when I was 14. So it's been a very much a step-by-step process. And there's nothing more rewarding than to be able to do what I love the most and to share it with so many people and to give this gift of really the highest form of communication that we have. And so I just feel really privileged and very lucky.
One of the opportunities you've had is to play at the White House with the US First Lady, Michelle Obama. What was that like?
It was unbelievable. Actually, the entire First Family was there. President Obama was there, and also their kids and the kids' grandmother as well. So it was, it was an audience of about 200 other people, including members of Congress and some others. And
was there a particularly set of nerves that went with performing to the U.S. president?
Oh, I was so excited. I'm quite a fan of President Obama's anyway, so I was very, very excited to meet him. And it wasn't a particular set of nerves for the performing aspect, but just to be in his presence and to meet him, of course, was a huge deal. And one sort of funny thing happened. You reminded me, actually, when you were asking me how to pronounce my surname, because it's difficult. It's pronounced Weilerstein. And President Obama read all of our names before there were four of us playing, and he read our names before the concert we gave, and he said, okay, I'd like to introduce you, Joshua Bell, Wadashin Pratt, Sharon Ispin, and then he looked at my name kind of like, huh, what do I do with that? And he said, and Alyssa Willerstein, something like this. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, many people have mispronounced my name. It's fine. I didn't really care, of course. Finally, it got to be my turn to go to the stage, and there was someone from Sirius Radio that was announcing, and he pronounced my name correctly. He said, Alisa Weilerstein will now play Kodai. So I was playing Kodai Solo Sonata. And so I went on stage, and the president looked at me kind of furtively, and then at the end of the concert, he thanked us all. He said, thank you so much for the beautiful concert, Sharon Ispin, Joshua Bell, Awadashin Pratt. And then he looked right in the eyes and said, and Alisa Weilerstein, like this. And so, and then afterwards, he spoke to all of us, and then he took me aside and he said, thank you so much for the beautiful concert. I enjoyed it so much. And I'm so terribly sorry that I mispronounced your name, but I got it right the second time. Did you notice?
Not every day someone gets an apology from the U.S. president.
I was kind of at a loss for words, as you can imagine. So,
now, yeah. Alisa, you're going to play for us this morning in one of these off-the-cuff performances where you don't get time to sound check.
Well, I did get a little sound check. Tiny, but
just before you do, just tell us briefly about your instrument. It's a William Forster cello from 1790?
Correct, yeah. It's an English instrument made in around 1790. William Forster Sr., he had a son as well who was an instrument maker. This is the father. He was very well known for his cellos and basses in particular, actually, and violin sort of less so. But I've had this instrument for 15 years.
I can't wait to hear it now. I know you have an album just out, which presents two great cello concertos, one from Edward Elgar, the other from a less-known contemporary masterpiece by Elliot Carter. Mm-hmm. But that's not what you're playing for us today?
I'm not playing that for you today. You have to listen to the CD for
those. You have to buy the record for that, buy the CD for that.
I would like to play the Bourée from the third suite of Bach.
Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you.
Concert studio, but it sounds pretty good to me. Alisa Weilerstein in the Breakfast Studio. And Alisa, thank you so much for joining us. That's a real treat. And I know that the people who might be lucky enough to be going to the Mahler Chamber Orchestra concert tonight will be in store for a treat too. You're a feature soloist
yes.
at these performances. That's one of the reasons you're here. Mm-hmm. What will you be performing?
I'll be playing the Shostakovich First Cello Concerto. So looking forward to that very much.
Well, have fun, and thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome. Thank you.
That's Alisa Weilerstein here in the country at the moment to appear with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra. She's performed at the Sydney Opera House last night. She'll perform tonight at the Melbourne Recital Centre. And her CD of Elgar and Carter Cello Concertos is out now on Decca. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:30.